Section 2. News Report. Election Review.
It is Election Day, and Americans in all 50 states are going to the polls. Election observers have predicted a light to moderate turnout of about 40%, but some county election officials we talked with this afternoon were more optimistic.
I'm in Lamar, Colorado. It is raining. It is a very dreary day. I think we're going to have a real good turnout if the weather doesn't get any worse.
I'm the county auditor in the northeastern portion of Aberdeen, South Dakota, Brown County, South Dakota. Our turnout in Brown County is absolutely fantastic at this point. The weather is cooperating. It's absolutely gorgeous in South Dakota, sunshiny, crisp, beautiful day. Couldn't have ordered anything finer.
We are in Shelby, Montana, the county seat of Tool County. The weather is 59 degrees today. No snow anywhere in our area. It's beautiful. A little windy. We expect a very good turnout today.
A small sampling there. 36 states will elect governors today. In addition, there are hundreds of local contests and ballot issues to be decided. But the control of the United States Senate remains the major item of national interest. A third of the Senate, 34 seats, will be decided today. Republicans, who have held their slim majority in the Senate for the past 6 years, are defending 22 of those seats. Democrats need a net gain of 4 seats to win control. According to the latest pre-election polls, the closest Senate races were in these 9 states: Washington, Idaho, North and South Dakota, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, California, and Colorado. These will be the most closely watched tonight as county election officials turn their attention from watching the skies to counting the ballots.